This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
Ronnie Lott cut his finger off to play in an NFL game. Michael Jordan battled the flu, but still found it inside him to get it done. Dick Butkus, broken arm, no freaking problem. We are pleased to have our leader back in studio with us today, Doug, due to battling illness, but finding an hour for you, the public, because you deserve him and we deserve Doug back in studio. Doug, thanks so much. Welcome back.
So glad to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you, Douglas. You know what? We got the Super Bowl off week, but Super Bowl talk's heating up, and you're not feeling much better, but you did find it in your heart to come in and join us today, and thank you so much.
Well, as long as they quit talking about Tom Brady and his ankle, and, you know, the boys, Sal Palantonio says, I watched the whole film, and he injured it in the third quarter, and Jaworski says, I watched the whole film, and he injured it in the first quarter, and Mortensen says, I watched the whole film, and he injured it here. I don't care. He's not hurt. He won't be hurt. He's playing in the game. My goodness. But, you know, the good thing that there is about a week between the championship and the Super Bowl is there is time for everybody to heal. There should be no excuses when it comes to game time next Sunday.
Yeah, Doug, you know, I think that is the case. No excuses. Everybody's going to be there. It's going to be a fast track. The weather's not going to be an issue. Should be a beautiful day for football. We're about 10 days away right now. I found it interesting, by the way, Rick Peters, St. Paul boys basketball coach, along with Randy Bauer, Pleasanton boys basketball coach, set to join us later in the hour. A lot of conference tournaments starting up. Obviously, Pleasanton's got a big battle tonight with Kennesaw. But we're going to hear from both of those coaches about how their season's going. And we do have a pizza eating contest winner that came via the email. We did pick him out of about four or five emails we did receive, but we're looking forward to signing him up and seeing him Friday night, and we'll hear that email a little bit later. But back to the Super Bowl talk, because that's my main focus. Last Sunday, they were comparing the 72 Dolphins to the New England Patriots for obvious reasons. But I did not realize that in the AFC Championship game that year, Miami went on the road to Pittsburgh, which I thought was a little bit odd, and they had to, I believe, block a punt and then score a late touchdown to win that ball game 21-17 late in that contest to advance on and then win the Super Bowl over the Washington Redskins. Now, my friend Dave went back and did a little research this morning for me, and he found out that until 1975, basically, until 1975, you had three division winners and you had one playoff, one wild card. There was only four teams in these playoffs. And that year, the Super Bowl would already be behind us as it was held on January 14th of that year. But Miami defeated Cleveland and Pittsburgh defeated Oakland. Both of those teams then advanced. Miami went to Pittsburgh. That is what happened because basically a coin flip situation. And it was that division's turn to host the playoffs that year. And Dallas actually was a wild card. They played Washington, and then Washington defeated them to go to the Super Bowl. But until 1975, that's when the home field advantage did switch and the higher seed did get that. Because it made no sense to see that game and to see why would the game be played in Pittsburgh when you've got an undefeated team? That would be like punishing them. Well, it was a coin flip situation, and that's why. I just found that interesting.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, when there was no daddy.
There was no daddy in 72.
That was pre-daddy. So glad to see that your crack staff is out there finding some statistics for you. I will tell you this. Also, we're going to qualify someone We've got a couple of more spots on the ESPN Godfather's Pizza Eating Contest tomorrow night at the Tri-City Storm, and we're going to try and get to someone qualified for that here in just a little bit. We've got some email to get to, though, Daddy. I've got an email here. This coming from Bill in Loomis, who has passed along this email to me, which I thought was very, very interesting. Nebraska middle linebacker Corey McEwen granted a medical redshirt by the NCAA this week. Have you heard this?
No.
After not participating in the majority of Nebraska's 2007 games. As a result of the ruling, McEwen has been granted one extra year of eligibility, meaning he will be able to return to the field for the 08 season. Under NCAA regulations, a player may be granted a medical hardship waiver if he or she does not participate in more than 20% of the team's games, with all participation occurring during the first half of the season. Nebraska Athletic Department officials reviewed game film and determined that McEwen did not actually participate in any of Nebraska's final 10 games of the 07 season. Nebraska explained, participate is defined as taking part in something. Director of Football Operations Jeff Jamrog says, quote, we contend, and the NCAA agreed, that Corey didn't really take part in the final 10 games, end quote. NCAA Vice President Gary McIntosh declined to comment other than saying that game film speaks for itself.
That's great. That's a great, great stuff.
Poor little fella. That's okay. That just means another year at the rail. 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I'm going to tell you right now, we've picked one email winner. That doesn't mean we won't pick another. If you are an emailer and you want to be in the ESPN Godfather's Pizza Eating Contest, receive a four-pack of tickets to tomorrow's Tri-City Storm hockey game and participate for your section, you can do that. Just email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Douglas, you're getting ready. You've got to still call basketball through the illness, and you're getting to see some great games. But a lot of conference tournaments in the area heating up, and basically the season winding down. You look at a lot of these schedules, not a lot of games to be played yet after those conference tournaments. A lot of two and three regular season games after that before we get into district play. A lot of these teams need to advance, at the top, to simply solidify wild card points for one reason, but to keep playing well, obviously we want to peak towards the end of the year as well.
Well, a lot going on. Folks, get ready for probably the much-anticipated rematch between Minden and Ainsworth in the Southwest Conference Boys Championship game, which will be this weekend, and how that all came down the first time that they played, Minden winning by one in somewhat controversial fashion, and I'm sure Ainsworth will have their eyes directly set on Minden this time around, and the Southwest Conference going on this week, Centennial Conference going on this week. You know, Stu Pospisil mentioned this in one of his articles, either Monday when he put some rankings out or even last week. You know, a lot of conferences, they do it differently. Most of them are now wild card points. Some of them are head-to-head conference play, and that's unfair because you don't play everybody in your conference before the tournament. Some of them are wild card points. Some of them are overall records. But for Boys Town, the number two team in C1, and I think they only had two losses, to be the sixth seed in the Centennial Conference Tournament and have to go to Grand Island Central Catholic, which is just as unfair for Grand Island Central Catholic. It ends up being a 60-59 overtime game. It's not so much you move it back one spot. At least those consolation games, say what you want. That's another game. You're playing two more games instead of being Central Catholic being at home, which they're not used to being. But instead of being at home and then having to practice even more, which nobody wants to do during conference tournament week, you want to play. You don't want to practice. If you're playing, you're playing good competition. There was no reason for that game to occur in the quarterfinals. Centennial Conference, get it right. Fix it. Fix the problem. Don't ever let anything that insane happen again, whether it's the boys or the girls' side. And those aren't the only conference tournaments going on. But as you said, we've got some more starting next week and should be very competitive.
Well, Doug, the Fort Kearney Conference, I think maybe for the first time, there's always been some pretty darn good basketball being played, but I think it's always been a little bit, the last few years, a little bit top-heavy. Well, you can go down five and six spots in this tournament, and the right team gets hot. You know, you got the three seed being Axtell and Brent Heinrichs. I think that's an interesting deal to advance in that tournament. Elwood, Mr. Malberg, Overton and Kennesaw should be a very interesting game. These teams with highs and lows every week, and it seems the road plays a big factor in this as well.
You know, here's something I want to talk about. You know, we're talking about the illness, and you got email you want to read?
I'm going to punch him.
You got email?
How fast will he fires in after my little... I was explaining some general knowledge about the 1972 Dolphins, which I thought was interesting. I thought maybe somebody out there would find it interesting and maybe appreciate the effort I went into to find that. And all fast Willie says is, so what you're saying is Dallas lost early in the playoffs. I don't understand. No, not really. Dallas lost to Washington to go to the Super Bowl that year on the road at the old RFK Stadium on December 31st, New Year's Eve. That was crazy. You know, they played on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve that year. The divisional playoffs.
Yeah, they've been doing it forever. In the afternoon, though.
Thanks, so, Fast Willie. You got five punches coming.
So I've been, trying to, you know, when you're sick, you're supposed to try to stay home and heal up, which I've been trying, and that's very tough for me. But that also means that, you know, every once in a while you got to lay on the couch. And while you lay on the couch, usually you click the TV on. There is some crap on TV. Last night, and I love Family Guy. So Family Guy's on, but then it took an hour off. You know, it was on its regular night, and then before it came on reruns at 9, I caught this brand new show that they've been pimping on Fox all during the NFL, Moment of Truth, where you have this lie detector, and you hook the guy up, and blah, 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 and then you bring some of his significant or her significant others, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, and like a couple of friends, and they set them there. This game show.
Is that like, have you ever been paid to have sex? They ask questions like that?
They haven't got to her yet.
Okay. But I mean,
and they may never get to her. And again, if you didn't watch the show last night, I apologize. But could there be a slower moving show on television? It's just kill time. Kill time. Ask the question. Then, you know, there's the dramatic, oh boy, how do I answer this one? Okay, yes. And then they got some computer animated voice. The answer is, only it's a female voice. The answer is, tick, 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 tick. I mean, I watched the clock one time, 20 seconds. 20 seconds. True. Yay!
So how many questions they get in a half hour?
Oh, it's insane. It's an hour program.
Oh.
To get $10,000, they have like a pyramid structure. You have to get 6 questions right to get to 10,000. Then 5 to get to 25. Then 4 to 100. Then 3, 2, and 1. And if you get to the 1, it's $500,000. Well, the first guy they had on last night, he got through the first 11, and then they asked him, like, the 12th question, and his wife of 2 years was there. Are you holding on? You know, they prep every question by asking a question. You know, do you think you're trustworthy? You know, how long have you been married to your wife? You think, you think your buddy Tony is a good-looking cat? You know, and then they'll follow that up, basically, with a question about what they just asked. And, you know, they said, well, where do you see yourself in 5 years? He evidently... made a little time on a pro football team somewhere. And then now he's a personal trainer, and he's been married for 2 years to some dancer. And and so he's, you know, he's 11 deep. And so he's 11 for 11, and the most questions they have is 21. And they say that the pre-thing is that they bring you in the room, they hook you up, and they ask you like 50, 55 questions. And of those questions, supposedly, they pick 21 and use them for the show. So you already know what they're going to ask. You may not know exactly which ones, but every question they ask you on the show, from what I understand, is something that they asked you before.
It's not out of the blue.
Well, yeah. So you know what some of these weird-ass questions might be. So the 12th, you know, they said, where do you see yourself in 5 years? You know, just general. Well, you know, hopefully still successful in a nice house, maybe a couple kids, you know, having a successful blah, blah, blah. Well, evidently... Mama's, you know, what do you think about that weird lady name, which is like Katya or something?
The dancer from Boo Boo's Cabaret?
Yeah. I don't know about the kids part, you know, so the next question is the reason you're holding off on having children because you may not, be, you know, she may not be your life partner. you're worried that she may not be your, you know, ultimate wife or whatever. So he answers, yes, that's why. And that's correct. And then then the next question is, so you think, okay, well, they've asked about everything they can ask. Have you ever touched a female, you know, somebody you were training more than was required? He said no, and then that was false, and he was off the show.
Oh, really?
That whole process, 13 questions, took 45 minutes. And then they brought on some, you know, Guido-looking... He said he worked at Hollywood Park, by the way. 46. He's a member of Hair Club for Men, that type of guy. Yeah. So you're looking at that guy, and he'll be joining them next time on Moment of Truth. They got three questions in.
Ugh.
It's painful. It's fun when they actually ask the question and get the show, but it is so dreadfully, painfully long.
So what did
drawn
this,
out.
What the woman do when he answered that?
Well, what are you going to do? Well, I don't know. They don't show what happens behind the scenes on the Springer show. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk a little basketball. Plus, there's something else I watched on TV that I really, really don't understand, and you probably know about it already as well. It's not even necessarily television related. It's about one of your favorite magazines. High school basketball coming up. Little chat. Rick Peters, Rick Bauer. We're going to talk about Randy Bauer, Pleasanton and St. Paul basketball coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Something wrong, sir? I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence.
Neener, neener, neener. Doug and Daddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
Hi, this is Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Let us put our nearly 40 years of experience to work for you on your lawn. Contact us today for a free estimate. You won't believe our competitive prices. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. Benjamin's Landscaping in Kearney and Holdridge. Great service, great value.
Winter blues got you down?
You want your five-ball, I swear to God!
Do something about it. Head to Cunningham's Journal. Let them warm you up with a happy hour special like Buck 50 Wells and Domestic Long Necks. Maybe even a 225 big ass beer would do the trick. And now, happy hour's even happier with extended hours till 8 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Join Cunningham's Tuesday and Thursday nights for beer and burgers till 8 for $3.50. That's right, burger and long neck for $3.50. That's all this winter at Cunningham's Journal. Happy hour 4 to 8 Monday through Saturday. We'll see you soon.
Storm Hockey.
Hockey, along with the Spaghetti Shop and Taco John's, present Back to the 70s night on Friday, January 25th, when the Sioux Falls Stampede comes to the First Tier Event Center. Come dressed in your favorite 70s duds. Purchase your tickets by calling 308-338-8011 or online at stormhockey.com. Storm versus Stampede. Storm Hockey, presented by Vieira Wireless.
Storm Hockey.
Storm Hockey. It's your team. This
is number 26, Ryan Fotomo of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see sunny skies across the area through the day today as temperatures reach into the low 20s for a high. South winds will stay at 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll see clear conditions tonight with some increasing clouds overnight. Low of 11, south winds around 10 to 15, up to 35 Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 10 above.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Hopefully everybody's feeling a little bit better. Hopefully the weather is going to point in the right direction, but it's still pretty darn chilly out there. And you can't get past, I'll tell you what, Daddy, Christmas season comes along, and sometimes you go, well, what is every, you know, I got this for everybody. He doesn't need anything, but yet there's a lot of golfers out there, and I'm sure there's a lot of those golfers that got some new items and got them a little geared up for the golf season. Only one problem.
Why leave them in the closet?
It's not golf season. Unless you're at Prairie Hills, where the brand new simulator is on hand. tens of thousands of dollars, and it's ready to challenge as well as train and improve your golf game. It's the Golf Simulator at Prairie Hills Golf. Measures ball tracking and swing speed, tracks the ball, not the screen. It's voted the best state-of-the-art simulator of 2007. You can come anytime to practice on the new simulator. Prairie Hills' new clubhouse is open every day at 8 a.m. and stays open until midnight. Play either 9 or 18 holes. Call for a tee time if you'd like. Come and meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick, and see the new clubhouse. Feel the new attitude and maybe take a look at the new prices and the punch cards and all the memberships that are available for you at Prairie Hills Golf Course, located just 9 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. The new simulator in charge at Prairie Hills Golf.
Interesting note, a lot of the big boys show up to play at Torrey Pines South today, along with, you know, obviously Tiger and Phil. It's one of those situations where it's interesting because the Buick Invitational this year is also the site of the U.S. Open this year. It's Torrey Pines South Golf Course.
Which is, again, stupid, but go ahead.
But they obviously will modify some different holes, and one of the holes will be the 13th hole, which is still a par 5, but for the U.S. Open, they've actually rented some beachfront land to put an actual tee box back on it and extend this hole 100 yards to make it into a 614-yard par 5 for the U.S. Open. And it looks to me, just by the overhead view of this, that you're going to have to crush this thing if you're going to hit a 300-yard drive, which I don't think everybody hits a 300-yard drive, do they?
No. Fred Funk doesn't.
That's exactly right. You're going to have to smash this thing. I mean, you've got to carry about 280, it looks to me like.
Got to work the ball.
It looks like you've got to cut the ball left. You've got to take the ball left to right, a slice, which takes off more, you know, of the actual shot. But it looks to me like you get about a 280 carry over canyons and trees and crap. And then you're going to have 314 yards in on your second shot in the U.S. Open. Now you're only going to have 241 left, basically, the way it's playing this weekend at the Buick. But nonetheless, obviously there'll be some different changes. Obviously the rough will be taller. The narrowways will be thinner. Not thinner, meaning the grass, the width of the fairways will be much, much narrower for the U.S. Open.
But Tiger Woods is the 7-5 favorite in this to win it for the fourth consecutive time. The field, 9-2, and then there's about 25 select golfers that have some odds. So I ask you, Daddy, Tiger or the field?
God, you think he'd been off for a while, take a little bit to get back in the groove, but he is Tiger. He's won damn near half the tournaments he enters, so probably Tiger.
I'll take Field.
You'll take Field at 9-2?
I'll take Field and look out for Chris DeMarco this year. Not necessarily this week, just this year. He was there knocking on the door a couple of years ago, and Tiger doesn't want to peek before the Masters, so we'll find out as that coverage gets going later today. So some fun times getting to see some golf. Well, next week we've got Fort Kearney Conference Basketball and Lou Platt Conference Basketball tournaments exclusively here on ESPN Radio and Power 99 FM, and we're going to talk with a couple of the coaches that are taking some pretty good boys basketball teams into the tournaments next week. In fact, the Pleasanton boys are the number one overall seed, and they've got basketball tonight on our sister station, Power 99, against Kennesaw, and we're pleased to be joined by the head basketball coach at Pleasanton, Randy Bauer, on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. It's great to be on your show.
Ranked number 2 in the state right now. Their only loss is to Ravenna, which was a very upstart competitive game in the pre-holiday tournament. And Coach, looking back at that game and what you've done since then, can you say that your basketball team has improved?
Well, I think so. I think we've got a lot better. We did play at Elm Creek. It didn't play very well at that game. But other than that, I think we've improved as far as our defense goes, and we're shooting the ball better.
Coach, I think a lot of people want to talk about the Fort Kearney Conference, but you guys got a task at hand tonight that you got to take care of at Kennesaw.
Yes, that's going to be a very big ball game. It'll be a great atmosphere for basketball, and, you know, it's kind of a rival game. We've had a lot of good games throughout the years between Kennesaw and Pleasanton, so it'll be a barn burner. Boys, the girls and boys both are going to be very good.
Yeah, teams are ranked in the top 10 on both sides. But, Randy, isn't every team in the FKC kind of a rival for you guys?
Well, I think you're right. Everybody plays, gets up for our game, you know, and we got to be ready to play ball. But I think that also makes us better, you know, week in and week out, we got to be ready to play.
Randy, I mentioned the first segment of the show that if you look ahead a little bit to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, I think the Fort Kearney has really been top-heavy, and you could kind of project those two teams. It was basically been you and Loomis the last few years. Obviously, Loomis is out of the picture this year. But, boy, you drop all the way down to 5-6 teams this year. Anybody gets hot at the right time could really steal this thing.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of great games early, and you know, who's going to win it? I mean, anybody that's hot could come through and could win this tournament. So, you know, you got some favorites, but yet you can't underestimate that 4-5-6 team because they could come up and bite you.
Randy Bauer, the head boys basketball coach at Pleasanton, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. On the other side of your bracket is Kennesaw and Overton. You might see Kennesaw twice in three games here.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, we got to take care of tonight's ball game, and then Overton and Kennesaw will play each other, and that'll be a great ball game, you know. So who knows who's going to come out? I mean, Overton's really scary. When they're on, they can beat anybody, you know. And then Kennesaw, I haven't really seen play that much, but you know, they got a really salty ball team, and they got some depth also.
Randy, compare this year's team to last year's team, one that really played awful good basketball throughout the year and then kind of faltered at the end. And you head into this season, you want to obviously do things to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Right. Our motive is finish strong. You know, we didn't finish strong, and we were in a tough district. We had to play Loomis twice, you know, in a conference, and then had to turn around in regular season and beat both those games, and then we had to play them in our sub-district, and they ended up beating us. So, you know, that's something that, you know, was – but then we went into state on a wild card, and we told the kids we don't want to do that this year. We want to win and get in there. We got to go in winning, and I think that's very important to have that confidence. And it all starts with this tournament. You know, we got to be able to find a way to put three ball games together and win tournaments.
A lot has been made of Elijah Zwiener, and of course, being starting or at least playing since he was a freshman for you. A lot of people already know about him. What about the cast around him and how they have improved and helped their game and his game?
Right. You know, when Elijah pulls a double team, then we can get the ball to our guards. We've got some outstanding guards: Trey Schaftel, you know, Trevor Pates, our point guard, and then Jordan Axman, and then we got some guys coming off the bench: Matt Giffen and Mitch Olson. It can really shoot the ball well too, so we have a lot of good guards there that can come in, and if someone would get in foul trouble, we got some good depth there. And then our posts, you know, Zach Rasmussen and Kyle Giffen also playing really well, so we've got the core and we got everything we need. I just got to do a good job coaching, and hopefully these guys can find a way to win the ball games.
Randy, what part of your game is going to have to improve here as we get down the stretch if you're going to make a run in the conference tournament and then down in Lincoln?
Well, I think our shooting, I think we need to be able to shoot the ball from outside a little bit better. Our defense is coming along. We're playing really great defense. But sometimes I think we play such intense defense that it takes a little bit out of us. So on the offensive side, we're not shooting the ball as well. And then we have to have the inside game. Elijah's got to be hitting them shots and pulling those double teams so we can get some guys to hit the outside shot. And I think our guards need to drive a little bit better. They need to drive and penetrate and be able to dish and create some mismatches.
Now, that's one thing Coach Ekstrom never had to worry about me. I was always ready on that offensive end. I maybe didn't give it all on the defensive end.
Randy Bauer, the head boys basketball coach at Pleasanton, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Very solid beginning to the season, setting it 12-1. They do lead the D2 wild card points going in. Big picture, Randy, just for folks that are out there listening, kind of let the folks know who's in your district this year and maybe your thoughts about the D2 field and what you know about it at this point.
Okay, in our district we have Litchfield, and he's playing very good basketball, and also SEM, they're playing good ball, and those would probably be the two toughest teams that come through there. And then on the other side of our sub-district would be Wallace and Hitchcock County, and they're both playing very well. I think one has two losses and one has one, and they will be playing each other. That will, you know, make a difference. You only got to figure out who you're going to play. And then as far as the field goes for overall, I've seen Ewing play, and they're a very good ball team. We've seen Bruning Davenport play also, and they're a very good ball team. And then Falls City, Sacred Heart, I thought was a pretty good team, and then Bruning Davenport beat them pretty easily in the game there. So, you know, I think probably Ewing's probably the top team, just like they're rated. I think they're probably the top team to go after.
Interesting to note that Hitchcock County 13-2 and Wallace 12-2. So, yes, you will be tested down the stretch to get to Lincoln.
Right.
Well, Randy, we will see you tonight in Kennesaw and next week during the conference tournament. We appreciate the time and have fun at school today.
All right. Well, thanks. And it sounds like you guys have lots of fun on this show. I think I should change my occupation.
Well, no. Yours pays better, believe me.
And we know what that – anyway. hey, Randy, thanks for the time. We'll see you tonight.
We'll see you tonight.
Randy Bauer, the head boys basketball coach, been doing a great job over there at Pleasanton, has a state championship under his belt, and a lot of people think that they've got a chance to make a significant run. I will say this. They've got a great chance, and I think that they will be – in Lincoln, no doubt about it, unless something crazy happens. But I think they'll be there, and if they can keep hold of that number one seed with the wild card points, that would put them in what you would assume is a pretty good position. But there are some teams. There are some teams in D2. I mean, there's not just one or two teams.
No, it really surprises me. You look at the wild card points, and Ewing actually third behind Falls City Sacred Heart, and sitting in the second position. So still a lot of basketball to be played, but. Well, you have several teams. You go 2, 4, 6, 7 of them down, 8 of them down, Allen 11-1. So, you know, there's 8 teams with one or two losses or zero losses. Cody Kilgore and Ewing still undefeated in the class. So they'll be challenged. And I found it interesting, actually talking to some Pleasanton people last week, you know, thought that they had it relatively maybe an easy path to Lincoln. But, boy, looking at that, and you got two-loss teams in Hitchcock County and Wallace, doesn't look to be the case. You know, and you always got to wonder what type of basketball is being played out west. And, you know, I think some certain teams have stepped up and answered that in the past, and others haven't. So it'll be interesting to see.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Rick Peters from St. Paul is going to join us in just a little bit as well. Daddy, you have some facts that you want to share.
Well, I found it interesting in finding this. Since 1980, teams who have won a playoff game in overtime, like the Giants, are 5-10 straight up and 7-8 against the spread in the next game, including 0-2 straight up and against the spread if the next game has the Roman numerals behind it, meaning the Super Bowl. So will the Giants be 0-3? Or will they make that 1-2?
Well, the line has definitely dropped, Daddy. It's down to 12 right now.
You know, and 12 is one of those numbers, if you talk to a Vegas people, they would say would be a dead number. It's you know, it doesn't take a whole lot of, and I fully expect this line to move one way or another, just because those, you get to 11, you know, 10.5, then you've got a big number at 10. 10 and you get up to 13 and 14. Those are big key numbers as far as the football game goes. 11 and 12, sure, the score can end up 31-20. Will it likely? You know, probably not. But those numbers in there, 11, 12, those aren't really key numbers as far as sports books are concerned. And they want to get it on a number where, obviously, with the money coming in on both sides, ideally for them, they believe it could be the Super Bowl that takes it over $100 million in bets in Vegas.
Wonder what the odds are that the game ends 3 points apart. Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Rick Peters from St. Paul will join us in just a little bit.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Daddy Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
Hey, it's Helio's Mobile Lifestyle Minute. We're talking about the must-have device of 2008, the Helio Misto.
Yeah, how do you know Misto is the must-have device of 2008?
Wow, come on. The new Misto has GPS features like Garmin Mobile, runs on a super-fast nationwide network, and it's a Helio. Sign up for service today at any Helio retailer or by calling 888-88-HELIO. Visit Helio.com for more information. Don't call it a phone. Services may require additional fees. Helio member terms and other restrictions apply. See your Helio representative for details.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, today I want to get new carpet for the whole house. All the bedrooms, the den, the living room.
You don't buy a bunch of carpet just like that. You're supposed to procrastinate.
Well, it is a big decision. Can we get new carpet now?
Sounds great.
Now at the Home Depot, get basic carpet installation for your whole house for just $199, no matter how many rooms. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through February 13th in U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers. Single-family residences only.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local water furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelke Heating and Air today.
To make sure you're getting the best custom home value in the Midwest, visit designhomes.com. We have been building homes for over 40 years, and every home includes our energy efficiency package, Kohler plumbing, and a Lennox furnace. Designhomes.com will guide you to the closest of our 19 design centers and will highlight popular plans and homes that are ready for immediate delivery. Before you buy, build, or rent, you owe it to yourself to visit designhomes.com.
Design Homes, your home now.
This is number 21, Derek Hagemeyer for Tri-City Storm. You're listening to the Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1416-1550 AM.
We'll see sunny skies across the area through the day today as temperatures reach into the low 20s for a high. South winds will stay at 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll see clear conditions tonight with some increasing clouds overnight. Low of 11, south winds around 10 to 15, up to 35 Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 10 above.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. And tomorrow night, it is ESPN night at the Tri-City Storm. It's also Hastings night, 70s night. So get geeked out. What are you wearing?
I don't know. Probably regular attire, I'm guessing.
Yeah, gee, there's a surprise. Hate to see you step outside the box.
Puck drops at 7:05, and along with ESPN, Godfathers will be sponsoring an eating contest during the first intermission, which is a great opportunity. Derek, we did it yesterday. You get a family four-pack of tickets. If you're going to the game tomorrow night, would like to participate during the first intermission, we're going to take caller number 3 right now.
Nice.
1-888-455-3776. Call now and get registered for the...
Not get registered, you win.
You win. You're getting a family four-pack, and you're going to eat some Godfather's pizza during the first intermission with a chance to win prizes for your whole section. Great opportunity to get out and see the Storm. Take the family out. They're going to feed you for free, so why not come out and enjoy it? Tri-City Storm, ESPN Radio Night, tomorrow night versus Sioux Falls.
All right. Sweet.
I believe he's got somebody.
Well, you think? That's what happens after you go caller 1, caller 2, then you get caller 3. It's pretty special. It's pretty special. All right, Daddy. We've got Rick Peters coming up here in just a little bit. But I need to bring to your attention that also one of the things, while I'm nodding in and out between sleep the last couple of days, I somehow came across VH1 and Maxim's yearly list of the Hot 100. And, of course, this is all female, which is good. But have you received your Maxim magazine with the Hot 100 in it yet?
No, I have not.
You have not. You have not. Now, I am, unless I missed it, because I only picked it up at about, I don't know, they were already in the top 20. You know, they were interviewing, they were talking to Christina Aguilera and Fergie and four or five, Eva Mendez. Mm. Nice. But number one, I think Jessica, okay, there's Jessica Alba and there's Jessica Biel. I think Biel always gets above Alba. So Alba was like 5, Aguilera was 4. I don't remember who was 3. Alba was 2. Number one, which as if I hadn't been ill enough, Lindsay Lohan.
What?
Lindsay Lohan. She's not even in the top 50. Is she? Definitely not the top 20. They must have just wanted a photo shoot and an interview because there's no way. No way.
Where was Jessica Simpson at? Was she in the top 20?
I don't know. I don't remember seeing her. Again, I was a little groggy, but I do remember that she was number one.
Lindsay Lohan. Boy, of all the beautiful people in the world. Well, she hasn't went totally nuts yet. This Britney deal is getting spinning out of control. Now she's dating
Lindsay
the paparazzi.
Lohan.
Well, they're all in that same mold of, you know, Britney, Lindsay Lohan. They're all in rehab. I mean, if they probably wanted the interview from rehab, and I don't understand. You know, who votes on that? Like three people?
Evidently, members of her posse.
You know, they got now Paris Hilton parading around again. She's probably in the top 22, isn't she?
You know, I don't know. Derek, see if you can find that Maxim VH1 Top 100 there. I tried to pull that down, and I couldn't find it. Have you seen it?
Well, what are we talking about here? I just got the qualifier. Derek from Grand Island is going to eat pizza tomorrow at the first intermission of the Storm game.
So no, we got one more spot.
We got one more spot. We got three qualified, so...
Three qualified. We're going to be,
five.
We've got five. We've got five chairs taken. There's one to go. Five chairs are full. There's one to go. Right. We're going to give you a chance to do that. So see if you can find the Maxim VH1 Hot 100, which I saw earlier on the tube this week that somehow thought Lindsay Lohan was the hottest female alive. Blech.
I got Blech. Kim Kardashian dating Reggie Bush.
Blech.
She'd crush him, wouldn't she? Those are monsters.
Okay. Anywho, wow. You know, Lance Creech on the show yesterday and the Hastings man went out and laid a huge one last night. They got thumped. Done with the win. What's wrong?
I don't know. I bet he wishes he knew. That'd be six out of your last seven they've dropped.
Well, that's a game you can't lose. I mean, that's a rebounder there for you. And boy, I did not see that one coming. Did not see that happening. Briar Cliff coming up Saturday. I did not see that coming.
Eight games left. Well, I said yesterday, you got to think that you could go 8-1 or 9-0 in these final nine. And, well, you're reeling now. It needs to have something good happen to get this thing turned around. They got off such a great start.
Yeah, so hopefully they'll find their groove and have a good run here in the last part of the season. Amy Mathis is the RMAC academic Women's Basketball Player of the Year. UNK's wrestling team trying to get healthy after finishing fourth in the national duels and then losing to Central Oklahoma is fourth in the Division II national poll. That's the first time they haven't been rated number one all season long. First time all season long. Minnesota State's number one. UNO is second. Central Oklahoma third. Then the Lopers. As far as the rankings go, by the way, the Hastings men did fall out this week. The Hastings women held on to their number six spot. But after having Connie Yori on the show, how about those Husker women last night? Very nice.
Getting it done defensively. The pressure getting just all over A&M could not handle it. They fall to 1-4 in the conference. Doug Connie Yori said the other day, this is a team that returned all five starters, plus got an injured player back, basically six starters, and they won the Big 12 last year. Nebraska doing it with a relatively young team, finding a way, and just kind of taking care of business at home and showing the men that's what you're supposed to do, winning by 13 points, 73-60.
Baylor, five overtimes against Texas A&M last night.
Oh,
Baylor wins it in five overtimes.
The first time they've been ranked in the top 25 and the first win they've gotten in the top 25, the first game out. But do it in that fashion. Is Texas A&M struggling right now?
Not,
I mean, they've lost.
Yeah, they were in the top 10 and now loss. They must be next for the Huskers.
Yeah,
that'll heal you up. Let's take a break, come back and talk to Rick Peters, the head basketball coach at St. Paul, right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth, let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often. People are talking about the Doug and Daddy blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Daddy blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo.
Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Daddy blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
Hey, Nebraska, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and I hope you're having a great start to 2008. Well, here at Big O Tires, we are starting out the year with a fantastic blowout sale on our 60,000-mile Goodyear Integrity, size 225-60-16. This tire usually sells for as much as $100, but right now we're blowing them out at just $69.95. So get to Big O Tires now for a great deal on a great 60,000-mile Goodyear tire, only at Big O Tires, Nebraska's hometown tire team.
Big O Tires!
Stand by for an important announcement from ESPN. Despite rumors circulating online, Winter X Games 12 will take place as scheduled January 24th through the 27th, airing live on ESPN and ABC. For more details, please visit www.winterxrumoralert.com. That's winterxrumoralert.com. Thank you for your attention. Winter X Games 12, January 24th through the 27th, live on ESPN and ABC. Brought to you by Edge.
We, the North American Shave Council, are here to issue this warning. Edge shaving gel compels women to touch men's faces, resulting in danger. However, women can still enjoy Edge's stellar shaving results provided they refrain from face touching while men perform the following activities. When landing a helicopter, during a street fight, while curing meat. Women, please touch wisely, and men, be alert. Edge, get some.
This is Kenny.
Hello.
It was Kenny's turn to host his pals for the big game. So far, Kenny has tried to do the cooking himself, and not very well. After slicing 3 peppers, 2 tomatoes, and 1 index finger, Kenny chopped into an onion, causing him to go temporarily blind from the tears, which in turn caused him to back into the stove, causing first-degree burns and a quick trip to the ER, which elicited a lot of giggling by the nurses. Now, for just about a 9-minute drive to Skeeter Barnes, just south of the I-80 interchange, Kenny could have catered the whole thing, featuring 100% safe barbecue and all the trimmings. Next time, Skeeter Barnes, Kearney.
Now through Valentine's Day, click on ESPNSuperStation.com, the Super Deals section, and receive half off during the Sweetheart Sale.
We'll see sunny skies across the area through the day today as temperatures reach into the low 20s for a high. South winds will stay at 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll see clear conditions tonight with some increasing clouds overnight. Low of 11, south winds around 10 to 15, up to 35 Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 10 above.
Let's go! Slappin' bangles, but do you still? You can do it all by yourself. Let me see you do it. Let me see you do it.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, as we head into this Thursday lunchtime. And of course, tomorrow being Friday and on into the weekend, we've got a lot to talk about. Rick Peters is going to join us in just a moment. Want to let you know that Joel from Kearney is our email winner for the ESPN Storm Night tomorrow night. He'll be one of the 6 pizza eaters. He says, as an avid listener of your program, I'm excited for ESPN Night at the hockey game Friday. When I heard about your pizza eating contest on the show, I automatically became interested. I only weigh 185, so I would be an underdog, but I think that I could rise to the occasion and put people the likes of Daddy under the table. Have a great day. Joel Kearney in tomorrow night.
Pizza eating. That leads me right to having extremity pain.
Why is that?
Pain in the shoulders, elbows, because you're just
all the
so
pieces
full.
That he
just trying to see you walk on the ice.
Pain in the hips, knees, ankles, or feet. These symptoms can be caused by nerve irritation or impingement in the neck region and or lower back region of the spine due to all the nerves arising from your spinal cord in the cervical or lumbar spine region. Irritation to these levels can cause referred pain to the corresponding extremity. That is where our friend, our man, Dr. John Klingensmith comes in because he can relieve these conditions with spinal manipulation. Call Klingensmith Chiropractic today, 11 West 31st Street. Give him a shout, 308-234-4940. Hey, just ask him for a consultation about your condition. Office hours, Monday through Friday. Give him a call today, 234-4940, Klingensmith Chiropractic, where the pain ends.
Well, we are pleased to be joined now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, speaking of pain, I know Ryan Rathke and his boys were feeling some of that on Tuesday night when they were held to 13 points in 3 quarters by the outstanding defense of our next coach, St. Paul head boys basketball coach Rick Peters joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're getting along. We're getting along. You're going to play them next week in the first round of the tournament back at your place. And you've got Fullerton tonight. We'll talk about that in a moment. But that was something I didn't see coming on Tuesday night. Both teams looked like they maybe were a little sluggish out of the gate. Give me kind of your assessment on what went down Tuesday night.
I think you're right. I think they had a couple kids that had been sick earlier in the day and probably came for half a day and tried to play. So maybe that played into it. But I think our kids really did a great job of executing the defensive plan. We stayed on the floor well, and I think that's the most blocked shots we had. If I remember right, we had 10 or 15. I haven't really studied the film off the tape yet, but I know we had a lot of blocked shots that turned into layups at the other end. So that was great to see. And like I say, the kids just played tight defense, and we knew we had to stop Van Pelt, and we really did.
Rick, talk a little bit about your team overall. I've heard such an athletic group top to bottom.
They really are, and, you know, I've told a lot of people this year when you've got 6'2", 6'2", at the guard spot, they're lanky, they can run the floor, they can all dribble the basketball well. We could actually have any one of the starting five play point guard if we wanted to. That makes a big difference, and if you can send Lewis in there to a rebound like he does, that helps. He can grab the rebound, he can take off with it. Brett Wells does an excellent job of that, so if they attack the boards and keep doing that, their athleticism will take over at the other end also.
St. Paul boys basketball coach Rick Peters is joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. You've almost had two separate teams this year, and you've had success with both. I remember the first time we saw you way back against Wood River, just your second game of the year. You basically have a totally different lineup since that point. Talk about the progression and the changes that you have made.
Oh, we knew it'd be that type of year coming in. We had a lot of kids that haven't had a lot of chance to play in the past. We had that one group we played pretty much for the past 4 years. So they were excited to play. We knew that. And we wanted to give each of them a chance, and that's what we did early in the year. What's happened now is we've gotten into maybe an eight to nine-man rotation probably, and we feel pretty confident with. So we're probably going to stick with that. And Jared Rasmussen has come a long ways since the beginning of the season. I think he just needed some time to get comfortable. Tyler Robinson's still doing a good job on the boards when he comes in and getting us a few buckets inside. Nathan Timmons has been another surprise. He's another senior that never got to play last year. Wasn't even on varsity. So he's doing a great job, and he can really play great defense. Maybe struggles a little bit shooting the ball, but he keeps working on that every day, and his quickness really helps us on defense.
Rick, talk a little bit about the Lou Platt Conference Tournament coming up next week, and just your overall thoughts. It looks like it's probably maybe a three-man race, that final, to get that trophy home.
Yeah, it should be. You know, we're always a little skeptical. I never like to play a team twice, basically in a row. We do have Fullerton squeezed in here tonight, but playing Satura twice, that's probably never good. I don't think any coach really likes that. But I think if we just play defense like we did the other night, stick to our guns, maybe we'll be all right in that ball game. I know Centurion will come over here and give us their best effort. It's a big rival. And you've got Ab Central on our side. They're playing great ball. They got beat by Central Catholic the other night, but that's a tough place to play, and Central Catholic's a great ball club. So they're going to be tough on our side. And then, of course, you've got Ravenna on the other side. And I haven't seen them play yet. I'm going to go watch them play Centurion tomorrow night to get a grip on them. But Paul does a great job coaching those kids over there. They've really stepped up this year, too. So it's going to be a tight race, and it always is. It's never a disappointing tournament.
Rick, one of your two losses was to Adams Central, and that's a game that you had a nice lead in. Tell us a little bit about that game and how that may play into if you get to match up with them in the semis.
Yeah, we came out really strong that night, and for a young team on the road, I was kind of surprised that evening when we managed to get to an early lead. I've watched some of their other games. Adams Central, if you can jump on them early, you can kind of get a lead. I know Donovan had them down at halftime also. So maybe they're a team that doesn't play well out of the gate. Maybe it's a tribute to our team, I don't know. I think what happened in the second half, we quit attacking like we were the first half, and maybe that was a sign of our youth. We started throwing some bad passes and just turned the ball over too much in the second half to beat a good team like Adams Central on the road. So if we can learn anything from that, it'll be stay aggressive, and I think this team has worked on that throughout the year. And like you said, you're seeing them now. They're running the floor well. They're staying aggressive. We may turn the ball over, but at least we're making aggressive mistakes.
Rick, thanks so much for the time this morning and visiting a little bit about your team. We look forward to catching up with you here as we head towards Lincoln.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Take care. Rick Peters, the head boys basketball coach at St. Paul, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You know, here's a classic example. They're going to play this conference tournament. Then down the stretch, they've got two games before district start. Those two games, at Ravenna and Central Catholic. That's how they end their season. Conference tournament, Ravenna Central Catholic. You know, you get your season jump-started or deflated in about 2 weeks there.
And they have to get by Fullerton tonight, a team that is struggling a little bit this year but always seems to give them problems. And if you look at St. Paul's schedule this year, Daddy, some of these teams that they played in the non-conference that aren't, you know, necessarily world beaters, Broken Bow, a three-point win. Then you look down here at Central City, a two-point win in overtime. You know, you've got some of those games. Those are those teams that are not in the conference, and Fullerton is one of them that always seems to give St. Paul a heck of a ball game. So they get by that tonight, and if things would go their way, you'd be looking at Centura, Adams Central, Ravenna, Ravenna, Central Catholic, then into a very tough district.
You know, I'm just staring at these wild card points. Right now they are tied for fifth with Hastings St. Cecilia, have the exact same points as Hastings St. Cecilia. Minden leads away in C1, and then area teams, we drop down to Hastings St. Cecilia and St. Paul.
Well, Bo Pelini, as we get out of here, Daddy, signed his contract yesterday. Basically what Steve Sipple and the boys said last week, 1.1 plus incentives. Callahan made 1.75 on the way out the door, but, you know, again, that was his second contract.
Interesting.
Exactly. And Will Compton has now said that he's coming to Nebraska. That's a big recommit.
Well, you know, he was an important player when every Husker defensive assistant coach paid a visit to him on Sunday. They wanted this kid. They got this kid. The bad news in Husker recruiting, Eddie Brown, the defensive tackle that we just got committed from Texas, looks like A&M had some dum-dum that didn't make test scores, opened up a scholarship, and he may opt out and go back to A&M now. So,
thank goodness that these commitments are really binding. Hey, we want to thank Rick Peters, the head boys basketball coach at St. Paul, Randy Bauer, the head boys basketball coach at Pleasanton, for joining us on the show today. Tomorrow,
Mark Manning,
wrestling coach,
yeah.
Mark Manning.
Looking forward to that. Number two team in the country. We'll see you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!